Praise the Lord. Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him. 2 Samuel 22:31. Do you know that obedience and trust are keys to living a fruitful Christian life? In today's message, Obey Without Delay, Pastor Joel expands on the power of obedience and disobedience.
This is what the Lord is saying. How can we be children of God and give in to lies and excuses? All right? So it tells us right here in this proverb that a false witness will not go unpunished. All right? And I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Okay, Pastor. Yes, ma'am. What's in the dark comes to the light. That's what she said. So you see, excuses lead to lying, and the Lord detests lying. So let's look at what the Word of God says in the book of Revelation. Let's go to Revelation 21, verse 8. And let's look at this one, how important this is for us to know. I'm sure you all know this, most of y'all being saints of God, but there may be somebody out there who doesn't know, and this is important information. So 21:8, Pastor.
Revelation 21:8 says, But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Thank you, Pastor. Woo! Look at the group, you all. Look at the infamous group to which liars are associated with. The cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, idolaters, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and then it says, and all you liars. Well, it doesn't say that, but it says all liars. Not leaving a one out, right? All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. The fire which burns with fire and brimstone. What's that another word for? Hell, right? The second death, okay? This is a place of everlasting destruction, of everlasting torment, suffering, and punishment. And there's no recovery from it. There's no recourse. You're there. You're there to stay. You don't get a break. No vacations, no time off. You think you sleep in hell? Not while you're burning. Let me see you sleep while you're burning. Okay? This is hell, okay? So looking at our topic for the day, in which the Lord is saying for us to obey and do not offer excuses, that's exactly what we should do. We can't afford to take a chance or gamble with our salvation. Okay? We can't afford to do that. That's exactly what we should do. Do what the Lord says. Obey without delay. And I'm going to coin a phrase right here because the Lord, when he was giving me this, and I'm going to say not only is it imperative that we obey without delay, but we should obey without delay. You know, you see, did you hear me? Did you get it? Okay. Don't just obey without delay. Obey without delay. Okay? Obey without the excuses, okay? Obey without delay. God wants us to do that. And let's expand on it. This means that we're not to make excuses to God at all. A person can make excuses and not even realize it. Don't even realize you're making excuses. Not even realize that, in fact, they're lying sometimes because it just comes out of your mouth. It just comes out. You know, the Bible says, out of the mouth speaks the heart. So if you got a lying heart, you're going to lie. If you're always excuse-making so-and-so, you're going to lie. You're going to make an excuse. It's going to come out of your mouth. It's going to come out of your mouth. You ever met people like that? They just lie. They're never wrong. It's always somebody else, you know? And that's because it's in their heart. And we need to think of those things. Okay? And I'm speaking to those people that are saved. Those of you who are watching this and are saved, We know better, right? Why do we know better? We've been taught. We're supposed to know Jesus. We quote him all the time, don't we? Do we not? What does Jesus say, Pastor, in John 10:27? What does it say? Read that one for us. Do you have it?
John 10:27.
What does Jesus say?
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Okay, let me get there. I'm not there. Okay,
10:27.
There
we are. Yeah.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Okay, that's what Jesus says, right? We agree with that? So we all, are we sheep? Let me hear it. That's okay. See, y'all said that real quick. I know you all are sheep. I know we're sheep in spirit of truth. Some churches, you say sheep, say bad. They're looking, I ain't going to say bad. See, ain't really a sheep. See? That pride is setting in, but y'all said bad real quick. And that's a good thing. Don't be ashamed to be a sheep. All right? I'd rather be a sheep than a wolf. Okay? Amen? I'd rather be a sheep than a serpent. Amen? Come on now. So Jesus says we're sheep. He says it right here. We're sheep, and we hear his voice, we know him, and we follow him. All right then. If we are sheep then, and we in fact hear his voice, it follows then that we know his voice, right? Because we follow him and we hear his voice, so quite frankly, we ought to know his voice, right? You remember when you were little and you were out playing in the backyard or down the street at your friend's house and your mother called your name? You knew. At least I did. South side of Chicago, trains going by, L trains, noise, people acting up and everything else. And I heard my mother, Joe. Not only did I know, and I'd be playing ball, I don't want to come in the house. And they would say, who's that calling Joel? Somebody said, oh, that's Joel's mama calling. Man, your mama calling you. And I said, okay, just play one more inning. Joel! And because I knew her voice. You know why I knew her voice? Because I lived with her. We lived in the same house. I was familiar with her. I spent time with my mother. When she woke up in the morning, I served her coffee. I rubbed her feet. I was a mama's boy, okay? I love my mother. I love my mom. I got a lot of fights. Somebody said, your mama, I was fighting all the time. You know, we do that to mess with each other, but it was a fight coming. When I got in college, somebody called me the S-O, you know that word? And I attributed that to my mother. Now, the guy didn't mean it. He just called people that. He said, you old S-O, you know? And you know what I did? Smacked him. Got in trouble. 17 years old, because where I'm raised, that was my mama. Don't call me a son of a, when that's my mama. Because I loved her. I knew her. I spent time with her. Well, if we know Jesus' voice, it's because we spend time with him. It's because we live with him. It's because the Holy Spirit lives in us, and we're supposed to know his voice when we hear it. Come on. You right? Right? And I know that's right. Because then we know him. Then it makes sense that we know his voice. And just as it says in that scripture, then we should follow him. And in John 10:4, Jesus himself says his sheep, that's us, we know his voice. So I know if we know him and we hear him and we recognize him and the Holy Spirit that lives in us, there's nothing left to do but what? That y'all got it. I can sit down. Obey him. Obey him and leave off the what? Y'all already got it. Y'all could have wrote this sermon. Absolutely. Leave off the excuses. Huh? So let's look. As I was saying, at the correlation between lying and making excuses, okay? Again, referencing Revelation 21:8. It says, all liars will have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone. That means hell, okay? Some people don't want to say hell. They're afraid people might run out the church. They're afraid you won't come back. I don't know what to say. Got to say it, because if I don't say it, then and we don't take this thing serious, and you get yourself in trouble, and the Lord blame it on me for not speaking his word like I'm supposed to speak it. There is a hell. You will go to hell. And the only way to avoid going to hell is to know Jesus Christ and submit yourself to him. I have to tell you that. Nothing else will do it. Nothing else will help you. No doctrine, no other doctrine, no other deity, no other religion. Okay? It's not about religion. It's about a relationship with the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So we have to do that. Your friends will tell you all kinds of things. They'll tell you about all kinds of religious movements going on, all kinds of gods and different things. Don't you believe it. You grab the inerrant word of God and you read that thing till it falls apart. You read it again and you let the Holy Spirit teach you. He's going to keep you out of a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble. And I'm so glad we have some young people here today, because you know what? You probably get bored with this stuff when you're young. You know, it's so much coming at you. You're learning. You want to be with your friends. And when I was young, I don't know, I was a ball player. We didn't have all the modern technological things that you all have now. We didn't have Xboxes and PS3s and all that, all the stuff that I have to buy my grandson. We didn't have any of that. And so I don't know how I would have responded as a child having to sit in church. That's why the Lord waited, I guess, till I was 49 to grab me. He waited until I was 49. I had done all those things. I had been in shootings. I had fallen through rooftops. I had fought and everything else, you know. But he was looking out for me. Like I say, he had Willie praying for me and other people praying for me who have met me since then. So, but you young people now understand that the biggest ally you could have comes through Jesus Christ. The biggest help, the best help you can have. You want to get to college? Get on Jesus. You want a nice career? Get with Jesus. You want to be a success? Be successful in the word of God. I'm telling you, the Lord's going to bless you. He did with my daughter. You know, you don't become a lawyer and pass the bar on the first try and never had a private lesson school in your life, but the Lord said, I'm going to do this for your daughter. I'm going to do this for your son. And he'll do the same thing with you, because there are things in this world that's going to try to steal you away. God has a perfect plan for you. You may not even know the job or the occupation he's going to have for you. Just stay in it. Stay in it. This is your inheritance, Jesus Christ. When you got in Jesus Christ as your inheritance, oh, you got some money coming. And I don't mean physical money. I mean spiritual dough. You see what I'm talking about? And he's going to bring you through this life and then to the afterlife. You're going to be blessed coming and going, blessed coming in and blessed going out. Your basket, your kneading bowl, your children, when you have children, he's going to bless all those things. He says it in his word. So this is important to know. We don't need to make excuses. We need to walk in that thing. We need to walk in it. And when he tells you to do something, you may not feel like it. Don't get me wrong. I don't feel like doing everything the Lord tells me. Sometimes I'm just out to lunch. Mentally, I'm just tired. I don't want to hear from anybody. I just want to look at the ceiling. Don't just leave me alone. Just don't say anything to me. I just want to. But when he tells me to get up and roll, it's time to get up and go. And if I don't understand it, then I go back and ask him again. And he tells me, don't make excuses. Now just do it. Because see, my thing is, Lord, why are you always doing this to me? Look at that person. What's wrong with, why is she always dancing? I'm always the one crying. Why is that? He said, we just had a conversation last night. I'm going to tell y'all now. I said, but Lord. He said, you know, and this is what he said before. He said, you know, when I tell you something, he said, you're supposed to just say, yes, Lord. He said, the word I don't want to hear is but. Don't add a but in there. He said, because if you say but, that means you got a rebuttal coming. He said, and he doesn't take rebuttals, you see. So he's the wonderful counselor. And when he counsels us, we're supposed to take it and go. Case closed. You seen Judge Judy? When she said they don't keep me here because I'm beautiful. They keep me here because I'm smart. You see what I'm saying? The Lord said, they didn't put me here. I made this because I'm God. Now get out of here. That's what he says, right? And that's what we're supposed to do. Same thing. Same thing. So getting back to this, referencing Revelation 21:8, speaks of all liars going to hell. Now, according to the, and I want you all to know this, according to the translated meaning of liars in this text, a liar, not only is a liar anyone who speaks contrary to the truth. Now get this, okay? Not only is a liar anyone who speaks contrary to the truth when he knows the truth, okay? But even if that person speaks the truth with the intention to deceive, he or she is considered a liar by God. Did you know that? Think about that now, okay? Everyone who speaks contrary to the truth, yet he knows the truth, is of course a liar. But even if that person speaks the truth with the intention to deceive, is considered a liar. Mm-hmm. Also, if a person suppresses some circumstance or point which would lead the hearer to arrive at a different conclusion or end, that person is considered to be lying. See? Those are things we don't know, we don't realize, okay? When you suppress something or you change it around, you fudge it, as they say. Huh? That's the thing about telling little, we talked about last week. Is there any such thing as little white lie? Little white lie, or you just fudge it. No, still a lie. You don't even have to tell an outright lie. Just suppress the thing. Just suppress the circumstances. You're considered a liar by God. See, I want to get this right now. I want to understand it now, because when we go up, it's too late. When you get before the judgment seat of Christ and you're just standing there, you know, naked to God, and all the angels and the books are open. Oh, this is serious business. It's kind of late. Sorry that I said what I said, but it's too late. Sorry I did what I did. It's too late. Yeah. We don't want to get it then. We want to get it now. That's why it's important. This Revelation 21:8, where it says all the unbelieving and the cowardly, the abominable and the murderers and the sorcerers and all liars will be found in the hell, their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. I don't want to be there. I don't want to see my people there. I don't want to see any children that I see here now, young people. I don't want to see you there, because we all should be at that good place. You know, in Abraham's bosom, we all should be in heaven singing and rejoicing, not in the lake. So that's why we have to look at this and know that we don't want to do anything. We don't want to suppress the truth. We don't want to change circumstances that might lead to lying, especially when we're supposed to be obeying God. God has given you a command. God has given you an order. And we start making excuses. That's what we saw in our study of Adam and Eve. They tried to suppress the obvious fact that they had eaten the fruit, didn't they? They ate the fruit. Then they tried to suppress it by saying, look at him. Or look at the woman, Lord. He said, you eat it. Have you been fooling with the tree? You see the woman? You know how she is. She's very persuasive. Man, you gave it to me. That's not good. Why'd you give it to her? Why'd you give it to me? You know, I don't know nothing. Suppressing the obvious, that's what they did. That's the problem, okay? They suppressed the obvious fact that they had eaten of the fruit, and they tried to point to a different factor. So in order to do what? Change the hearer's mind. That's what it says. When you suppress something to change the person's mind, who is the hearer in this case? God. So they suppressed the truth, and God already knew. Okay, he knew both Adam and Eve had simply been disobedient. Now, Aaron, on the other hand, what did Aaron do? Aaron admitted the truth. He practically admitted the truth, but his attempt to deceive Moses and God, because Moses works for God. God gave Moses the order. Moses passed it down. Aaron, by lying to Moses, is lying to God. Mm-hmm. Moses was his servant, his mouthpiece. He said, you'll be to Aaron as God. Remember the Lord told Moses that? So, and Aaron doesn't realize this. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But here we are. He's lying, and he's being disobedient because he's trying to fudge the truth. He's telling the truth, rather. But on the other hand, he's trying to put the emphasis on something. He admits the truth, but he attempts to deceive. That's what I'm trying to say. When he casts, but how'd he do it? When he say he threw the gold in the fire and it came out. That, okay, you lost it right there. You just lied. That ain't nothing but a lie. That's a blatant lie, Aaron. That's all that is. And he was doing all sort of halfway decent, but when he said that, it was all over, right? So we need to learn from these examples. We need to learn that excuses certainly don't help us. If anything, they hurt us, and they can condemn us, because he's telling us that all liars will find their place in hell. That's what he's saying, okay? When we are disobedient to God and his commands, they neither help us. The lies don't help us, and they don't hold up. Either way, you're in trouble, right? Now, today, so I want to get to just before I close out, we've got many people in the churches today, right, claiming that God speaks to them. Come on. Isn't that right? Yeah. Claim that we're sheep. We just said we're sheep, man. And we know his voice, right? Yeah, we're real quiet. Now I don't hear nobody saying nothing. I ain't trying to set nobody up. I'm just doing what the Lord gave us food for thought, right? Consider this. Now I'll use a command that's universal for leaders as well as lay members. This is in the Bible, okay? The command which God has given all his people: do not forsake the assembling of the saints. Who is that for? It's for all of us, isn't it? Yeah. You don't have to be a pastor. Pastors have to go by that. You don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be in the choir. You don't have to be a psalmist or anything else. If you are a saved, born again believer, you're supposed to do what? Assemble yourself.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Word of God is our source. The Apostle Paul said, "In him we live and move and have our being." Our obedience is a sign of our trust in God. We first have to trust God in order to obey God. Praise God. You're listening to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored in part by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Previous broadcasts, along with today's message, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We love connecting with our listeners. Like and connect with us on Facebook. Submit comments, prayer requests, and praise reports at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And listen, if Pastor Joel's messages are ministering to you, let us know. Share your testimonies on our contact page. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow him. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button on our website to give today. And as a friendly reminder, all on-site services have been canceled until the shelter-in-place order is lifted. Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide is praying for you and trusting the Lord to draw you, protect you, and keep you healthy and strong. During these troubling times, know that God is with us and will bring us through victoriously. If you're feeling alone, frustrated, or in need of encouragement, our prayer warriors are here and ready to pray with you. Give us a call at 707-759-5244. We also invite you to Sunday worship services live on Periscope at 1 p.m. Services are also available on YouTube and on SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. We encourage you to join us for prayer at 7 p.m. and Bible study at 8 p.m. Wednesday as we walk through the Bible together. And don't forget to tune in to Miracles of God next week for the conclusion of Obey Without Delay with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time.